Island 2, 8178. Repeat that. I'm sorry. Oh, yes. We're on 180 down, but I ask Sister Joanna to read 178 down. So not sure. We will ask Sister Joanna to read page 180, paragraph 2, but not specifically. If that's okay. Thank you.
Following this divinely indicated method of reckoning, wonderful results open before us, which assure us that we have the correct key and are using it as was intended by him who formed this treasure casket. 50 times 50 years gives the long period of 2,500 years. 50 by 50 equals 2,500. As the length of the great cycle, which began to count when Israel's last typical jubilee ended, and which must culminate in the great antitypical jubilee. We know that such a cycle must have begun to count where the type ceased, because if not, one jot or tittle of the law could pass away without a fulfillment at least commencing, then the jubilee type, which was far from then a jot or tittle, indeed a large and important feature of the law, would not have been permitted to pass away until the right time for its antitype to begin. That the antitype of the Jubilee did not in any sense begin when the Israelites ceased to observe it is evident. Hence that a ground cycle began to count, then we may be certain. The new long cycle began there. Though Israel and all the world are ignorant both of the fact that a great cycle has been counting and also of the great antitypical jubilee by which it will be terminated. We are not to look for the great jubilee of jubilees to begin after this cycle, but as the antitype to take the place of the 50th or last jubilee of the cycle. An antitype never follows its type, but takes its place upon the same date. Hence, the 2500th year, which would be the great 50th jubilee, must be the antitype, the real jubilee or restitution. But instead of being a year, as in the type, it will be larger. It will be the beginning of the great 1,000-year jubilee, the millennium, just so it has been in the fulfillment of every type in which time was a feature. Thus the Pentecostal outpouring of the Holy Spirit came upon the typical day of Pentecost, or 50th day. Christ, our Passover sacrifice, died in the same night in which the typical lamb was appointed to be killed. A day before or a day after would not answer. So here, not the year after nor the year before, the 2500 or closing of the typical cycle would do. But that very year, beginning October 1874, must have begun the anti-type of restitution types.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Joanna. As we see here, and probably we saw Brother Jerry's email about this 50 equal 2,500 and how it goes to actually the Great Jubilee, which we're going to be by the end of millennial time. So let's bring this for discussion, brethren, and see what this paragraph is trying to teach us and what maybe we don't understand, and of course we will have some questions. What we really, I do not see any more hands, that means I have to speak. And this is how I'm seeing this, brethren. If we have a doctrine of that the people will gonna have in the future second possibility to have life, we call this time of restitution. And accordingly to the chronology and the Jubilee time, we understand this was actually starting from 1874. Based on that, we're seeing in paragraph that mankind or people from the outside, they do not really understand this prophecy or understanding this option that somehow they will have this opportunity to learn, to be able somehow have this options of to leave, right? Oh, Brother Jerry, please.
Well, I couldn't wait for you to finish.
Yeah, well, a general idea was, in my mind, how I'm seeing this, that it'll be time for them to actually start to see, to understand, to realize that this will be something that they can live. They will have this option of to restore the life or to have a life. That was my main point, Brother Jerry.
Well, thank you for the main point. Of course, this study has been going on for a little while. And so just to repeat and get the idea, maybe similar as you say, Israel always had 6 days of labor and the seventh day was a day of rest. Well, you could say that is just the finish of the story, but in the Bible, we see a bigger picture of a bigger rest. Always 6 days was a cycle. It's like the steps leading to the rest day. And then once a year, they had this time of not just 7 days, but 7 weeks leading to they called it Pentecost, Jubilee Day. Another high special one. So the cycle was 1 week, 2 weeks, 7 weeks, leading to the big one. So in this, the Bible speaks about the times of restitution or blessings of all the families of the earth. When can it begin and what will it be? big restitution. And so the idea here was, well, 7 days, 7 weeks, 50th day, multiply 50 times 50 is 2,500. That's a big time from the time that these prophecies were given. But it leads to a bigger restitution for all the world, not just Israel. But I was struck by, in the paragraph that Joanna was reading, it says, hence that a grand cycle began to count. And the word cycle and count are in italics with a little kind of emphasis that he's not talking about the end, but the steps, the cycle. So he says that wherever the type or the first steps were indicated for Israel would end, there the greater picture must begin, not of the full restitution, but the cycles, the steps towards the great Jubilee Day. He calls it a Jubilee of Jubilees, 50 times 50. Every 50th year they had a jubilee of restoration of the slaves and the property. So just 50 times 50 years is 2,500 years. But those are the steps or the cycle that leads to the 2,500th year from that point. So I just was just noticing the word cycle. He's not saying the Jubilee began there, but the Jubilee cycles, the steps that led to the great Jubilee, should begin there and start looking ahead towards the 2,500th. Over.
We aren't hearing you, Brother Igor.
No, Mike.
Sorry, brethren. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Jerry, for the comment. I would like to have a question here. I do not see more hands. And I would like to see here mathematically if these cycles that Brother Jerry is mentioning goes to 2,500, right? And these cycles are preparing, we're just finishing to a year in time, right? I'm wondering if we're speaking the Great Jubilee will start specifically, I'm saying right now, 2,874. Is that correct, Brother Jerry? The Great Jubilee.
I think so, but the proof for this is in the following pages. He sort of states the 1874 year when 2,500 years had finished from the point that Israel had to stop the Jubilees, the 50th year counts, to count this great cycle. But he hasn't proved it yet. But I think that's what he's saying, that something had to begin very special for the world in the 1800s for 1,000 years, so still progressing. Over.
Okay. Again, I'm just trying to cover this for me personal to understand. If 2,500 was in 1874, finishing, right? If that's correct, then it was saying this year, like a 1,000 year of preparation or celebration for the Jubilee year, or great Jubilee, grand Jubilee, right? it'll be bigger one, which that's what I'm asking, Brother Jerry, if it'll be 2,874, the bigger one, which we're saying this is the kingdom already. Okay, that's what I'm trying to see, to be on the same page. Okay, all right. Brother Brad, please.
Thank you, Brother Igor. On the next page that we're going to come to for reading, it talks about the first paragraph, the first couple sentences. It says that the first few days in the typical Jubilee year would seem comparatively little accomplished. So I think what you're asking is when you think of the Jubilee starting 1874, it goes on for the 1,000 years of Christ's kingdom. That is, it includes, even in the Day of Atonement, it includes that 1,000 years. There's the sacrificial portion followed by the blessing portion. So we have to include the 1,000 years in these concepts. It's at the end of the 1,000 years that mankind can actually stand on their own before the Heavenly Father without having a mediator to intervene. And I just one other thing that I thought was interesting. I was wondering, you know, when did human lifespans start to dramatically increase? Because really the enemy, that what needs to be restored ultimately is life. We need to be taken out from the prison house of death, from released from the bondage of sin and death. And this begins in 1874. Now, the shortest period, the shortest lifespan in recorded history comes in around the 1350s. And the expectancy of life, this was during the Black Death, life expectancy fell to around 17 to 20 years of life expectancy. Now, this seems too short because it's calculating in infant death. So it's not saying that everybody would have died by then, but if you average that out, the lifespan, including infant deaths, the shortest lifespan we reached in recorded history was around 17 to 20 years. When did it really change? And when did it really accelerate? If you take the longer run of history, the average lifespan was about 25 to 35 years. The late 1800s to early 1900s, life expectancy started to rise really fast. This was because of clean water systems, because of sewage treatment, because of pasteurization was understood. And even vaccinations started to be introduced. So by 1900, the age life expectancy had jumped to about 45 to 50 years. Now it's about 72. So my point is that this start of a Jubilee starts out kind of slowly, but it progresses and builds up, more effectiveness as time goes forward. So we're seeing that in our life. And look at all of the increase of knowledge, technology, medicine, lifespan increase and so forth. We're seeing all those things unfolding, but they start out very gradually. But there is a very marked period, late 1800s to early 1900s, demographically saw a very distinct change in life expectancy. And I think we can mark it to what we have in our date here in our study. Over.
Thank you, Brother Brad. Probably it's way much to say on this one. I'm willing to let it go. I'm waiting for more hands. But of course, I would like to go with the next paragraph because this is kind of explaining what's going on with this cycle and where this number goes. But let's have Brother Bill, please.
Just one short item. that this paragraph really explains well to me, and it used to bother me. It used to bother me that this cycle ended at 1874, but 1875. And it seems to me that it should end at the beginning of the grand cycle. But here he's highlighting this whole final year that marked the end of this grand cycle as being the year that would begin the antitypical picture. So I think that whole year from, we usually count it from the fall of 1874 to the fall of 1875 was that whole year was being highlighted as the beginning year of the grand cycle of 1,000 years. So I've really appreciated this paragraph to highlight that whole year was being highlighted as the last year of the cycle, but the beginning year of a more grand, and a typical cycle. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Bill. Do we have any comments about the point with that Jesus died as a lamb, as the original lamb was sacrificed in Egypt, and how actually that was counting specifically, that it was on the same day, same hour, the same everything as was the type one. Do we have any comment on this one? Because this is bringing us an example, to the Jubilees, how this cycle is calculated specifically, to reach the big one, which I'm calling this a little bit more simple, the kingdom one, when we'll start. And I understand this will be, mathematically, that's how I can say, right? It's after millennial time, which is, we're looking on the chart, is after 2874, right? Oh, Sister Stephanie does not agree with me. I like to hear your comment. Well, when I'm saying the kingdom, Sister Stephanie, probably my mis-explaining with English here. What I'm saying is, I'm saying the kingdom for mankind, not the actually time of restitution from 1874. I mean actually the kingdom for ages to come, which is after 2874. But go ahead, please, Mr. Stephen.
Well, maybe it's just the way we're using words, but I'm getting a little confused because, to my understanding, by 1874, everything will be wound up. Everything will be restored.
1974. Repeat that?
By 2874, everything will be restored. Everything will be completed. Satan will be destroyed. All mankind will begin to live on forever at that point. All the ones that are left that have been faithful and gone up the highway of holiness. Is that different from what you're saying?
That's exactly what I just said.
Okay. Okay.
We're on the same page. All right. That's nothing different than what I said. Okay. So yeah, I would like to hear a comment or what we can do with this example that Jesus was the Lamb, and how this is actually in connection with our Jubilee subject, please. Brother Jeremy.
Well, I think this example of Jesus was the way that the example that the reality or the prophecy was fulfilled on the exact day, replaced it. We did not follow it. So let's give the example. Jesus died on the 14th of the month. That was called Passover. The lamb was killed on the 14th. That's from Exodus. Always, and so every year, Israel killed their lamb on the 14th. And that was remembering their Passover from Egypt. So here in this paragraph, we have the thought that Jesus died on the cross on the 14th of the month also. It happened on the same day. He didn't wait the day after and die on the 15th. Well, he didn't have a choice, I guess, but it happened on the 14th, not on the 15th, following the type or following the picture. It actually, on the time the picture was due, the reality happened. Over?
Yeah. Okay, that's exactly what I was looking to see, how it was actually connected with our paragraph here. Thank you, Brother Jerry. Do we have any other comment to our paragraph on the page 181? 181. I do not see. We'll go with David next. It is the observance of the type.
The observance of the type could not cease until the great cycle, 50 times 50, began to count. The important point to be ascertained then, it is the exact date when the last typical jubilee was observed by Israel. With that date definitely established, it becomes a very simple matter to count the great cycle of 50 times 50, or 2,500 years, and thus locate definitely the date of the beginning of the great jubilee of earth, the times of restitution of all things.
Well, let's see, David, if you have a comment on this short paragraph, it will be nice to hear you.
Well, I think it's just saying that if we know when Israel last celebrated its biblical jubilee, we can add 25 years to the kind of look into the future worldwide restoration era.
I'm sorry, I missed that. What's in the room?
Dacă știm unde s-a terminat, când ultima dată s-a terminat asta, putem pune 2500 de ani. De a vedea poate unde se începe în viitor.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay. All right, let's see. Do we have any more comments on this paragraph? I think this is what Brother Brad said, and I can see that this is goes to 1874. Sister Sharon?
I again appreciate Brother Igor on that first sentence. The observance of the type could not cease until the great cycle, 50 times 50, began to count. So I think that is so important to us. And up in the last paragraph, it verifies first in that paragraph and then in this little paragraph. But up in the middle of, on page 181, it says, the antitype never follows its type. but takes its place upon the same date. So to me, that was important for me to try to understand what this paragraphs are saying. Over.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Sharon. I don't know, Brother Jerry, if you have a comment on this one. Please.
My comment is kind of just simple, but it's on that phrase, times of restitution. Here is pointed out, and in the scriptures, not that everything is restored and fully recovered at that moment. I think this is something that Brother Brad mentioned. Is in the book of Acts 3, chapter 3, verses 19 through 21, it uses that expression, times of restitution, processes, the restoring. So this 1,000 years is set aside for the times of restitution, the great 1,000 years. Even in the 1 year jubilee of the Jewish people, everything didn't happen on day one. They had a lot of work to do to restore land and who was the owner. We cancel your debts and so forth. So it took a process. So all I wanted to say is that what's being pointed to here is the times of restitution. It'll take 1,000 years to finish the work. Over.
Do we have, thank you, Brother Jerry. Brethren, do we have any scripture that is confirming what Brother Jerry said?
Well, yes, we do.
Till you think for some scriptures, probably I will ask Sister Robin to read Acts chapter 3. And we can probably start from 18. The main one is 21, but I like to go from 18 because it's telling us how this actually happened. So go ahead from 18 till 21, Sister Robin, please.
Acts 3:18. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
Yes. Well, I like your comments. I don't know if you have any comment to this verse, but this is an echo of what Brother Jerry said. So it's up to you, Sister Robin.
Yeah, it's just repeating what Brother Jerry said. These were the times of restitution, and it doesn't happen in one day. It's 1,000 years. We have lots of scriptures along those points. And so it starts out rough. We talked about Daniel, and we spoke about how God's kingdom, which is represented by a mountain, before it takes over the whole earth, there is a crushing of all the other governments, kingdoms, because they're not operating righteously. And God's kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness. Over.
So what Sister Robin is telling us, if we go in the past after 49 years, the cycle of 7 years, right? 7, 7. After 49 years was the 51. And that 51 was the preparation, right? It's the celebration of returning everything back. And now I can visualize a little bit. I can imagine the scenes, how actually started to go back to the land, go back to the position that it was probably lose from my father, right? How I will get this on, how it's
It's Luchika is saying the word here, process. And if we can accomplish a little bit in our minds how it was with them for only 50 years, right? Imagine how we're going to be for millennial time, where we're speaking now about entire nation, about general people, how they will start to accommodate to the new rules, to the righteousness. Sister Ellen. Thank you, Sister Robin.
Well, I just want to make a distinction in language. And I think we have some confusion sometimes with the brethren when we say, well, restitution is future and restitution hasn't started. I think the times of restitution and restitution are two different things. Times of restitution, as we've been saying, is the process that leads to restitution, which is a full restanding, everything restored, which happens at the end of the 1,000 years. So I think it's important to make the distinction.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have any other verse? What we're speaking here, or we're just moving to the next paragraph? Oh, Brother Brad, please.
Well, Brother Igor, I'll just add to the what's been said on the Acts 3:21. You know, what we're reading, of course, are translations into English from the original languages. But that verse 21 specifically, the times of restitution, that word chronos, which is translated from the Greek chronos, it means a space of time in general. Vines defines it as a space of time, whereas in Acts 3:19, we read times of refreshing. That's more of a precise time. It's translated as a definite, a fixed or definite time. So looking at the original language can help us to understand the concept that we're talking about, with the times of restitution being more broadly considered as a 1,000-year period of restoring what was lost. And it takes time to do that. It takes a 1,000 years by the Lord's designation. And so it's supported by the original language that it's a period of time, a space of time, rather than just an exact moment. Over.
Thank you, Brother Brad. You make me think to Romans chapter 11, verse 27 down, is speaking about this from different point of view. And we would like probably to go over a little bit on those verse too, but I have Sister Sharon here.
Brother Igor, I didn't understand what Sister Ellie was saying, that there's two parts to the restitution. That there's the restitution that we see in the verse 21 that has begun, but that's not the restitution that is to follow. Maybe somebody or she could explain a little bit more to me, because I always, well, anyway, I didn't quite understand her comment. I always, anyway, on verse 21, was she saying, my question is Sister Ellie saying that there's two parts to restitution? Over.
Thank you, Sister Sharon. Probably before we'll go to Sister Ellie, Luchika has a comment.
I just understand from the truth from the scripture that the time of restitution, it's a process and it's a long one, but will be perfect at the end, will be restored everything at the end of the 1,000th of the millennial age. So it began with 1874 and will take a lot of time to fix all the problems till we'll be perfect at the end. When we'll be already restored imperfectly.
Okay. I need a little time to process what Luca said. Let's go to, thank you, Luchika. Let's go to Sister Chris. Do you need a mic?
Continuing on with Sister Luchika, it's not just a restoration, it's a reconciliation where everything is reconciled back to the Heavenly Father, in the original position that it was. Like Adam was complete, he was intact, and he was perfect by himself when he was created. So every human being will be intact. They will be perfect in themselves. Well, I think it has a beginning, and then it continues on. It's not just an instant kind of a thing. And I think that's what it is.
I wasn't sure exactly when Sister Alice said, but I think that's what it is. But we have two more hands. So let's see how I understand this. Well, who was first? It's changing now. Brother Walter, you were first. Go ahead.
Thank you, Brother Igor. I was just thinking you asked for some more scriptures. That one text in Jeremiah 31 comes to mind, kind of, I think, fits in well, of when the Lord makes a new covenant with Israel, verse 33, and this shall be the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. That'll take a while, and it's not even put into effect yet, but the times of restitution did start, as Acts 3:19-21 says, with the Lord's return. And as the phraseology of Acts 3:19 says, a time when your sins shall be blotted out. That time has not come yet for people, and that will be probably, as you spoke of, the 2874 at the end of the millennium when everything's all said and done and the process begins with the Lord's return. The blotting out began with 1878 and the resurrection of the saints who had fallen asleep. And it will continue until the new covenant is put into effect. And the process of writing it in their hearts to come to the point of the full restitution and blotting out at the end of the millennium. So I probably said the same thing everybody else did, but a little different words. Over.
Thank you, Brother Walter. That's really good comment. Sister Robin, anything to say?
I actually had the same scriptures, so... I'll just add, what we're looking for is a complete change of heart. And it's expressed beautifully in Psalms 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. This is where it's going to end up. And it's going to take a little while to get there. Over.
Thank you, Sister Robin. Sister Sharon, do you have any more questions? Well?
It's still not understanding. Maybe we can go back to Ellie and have...
Yeah, okay. All right, Sister Ellie, go ahead one more time, please.
Well, I think everybody pretty much said the same thing, Luchika. And Brother Wally and so forth. And anyway, I think the times of restitution is the process. When the process ends, then everything at the end of 1,000 years, that's when we can say we have restitution. Everything is restored as it previously was when Adam was alive. Everything is perfect, but I think there are two distinct terms, actually. Restitution at the 1,000 years, when the world, I should say, is all restored. But now we have the times, and this confuses many brethren because they say, oh, no, restitution is future. Restitution hasn't started. They're not seeing the distinction, actually, between the two terms. That's the way I see it, at least.
All right. Thank you, Sister Ellie. And probably we'll go with Brother Jerry, the last comment.
Again, trying to make it simple and clear the words. There's sometimes a television program called This Old House, where they restore the house, and they take the house and restore everything, the broken doors and the windows, and you see these programs of day by day fixing everything. That's called restoring the house, restoration. And then when it's all finished, they show the house all cleaned up and painted and the new roof and the new doors. And that's restitution completed. Over.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, brethren. Because we have 10 more minutes, I would like to read the paragraph that is next one. Not necessarily what we'll comment, but what's on this paragraph is actually what we just discussed. And will be like a preparation for the next time. So, who wants to have this to be read, please? We'll have Brother Bill. Go ahead, Brother Bill, please.
But we must look for the beginnings only of this stupendous work of restoring all things. The first few days in the typical Jubilee year would see comparatively little accomplished. And so we must expect in the first few years in the dawning of the great millennial Jubilee to see but little accomplished. The first work in the typical Jubilee year would naturally be a searching out of former rights and possessions and the ascertaining of present lacks. Tracing the parallel of this, we should expect an antitype, just what we now see going on all about us. For, as will shortly be shown, we have already entered upon the great antitypical Jubilee period, and have been in it since October AD 1874. What do we see about us? We see investigation on the part of the people of their original God-given inheritance and their present lacks, rights, and so forth. Many in ignorance and selfishness claiming what others have, and the attempt to hold on to as much as possible on the part of those who have possession, causing disputes, controversies, strikes, and lockouts, with more or less justice and injustice on both sides, which must finally be left to Christ's education. As disputes under the law were settled by Moses, and after his death by those who sat in Moses' seat. Matthew 23:2. With these fixed conclusions and expectations, let us seek the date which God evidently hid for us in this type, that we might know the things freely given unto us of God, now due to be understood. Over.
Well, Brother Bill, do you have a final comment on general what we had today in our study, please?
Well, from the discussion and all the thoughts that were brought out and the paragraphs that were read, we have to understand that the times of restitution is a length of 1,000 years. It's a process. It's a period of time that It's as it was with the nation of Israel. It took a considerable amount of time to get all the brethren or all the rightful owners back to their possessions and so forth, and to sort everything out. And that was just with the nation of Israel. But look at this world and everything that's going on about us, as Brother Russell brings out this paragraph. There's so much turmoil, so many people clamoring for rights and so forth, and everybody has a different idea, but we need to listen to our Lord, and that's what it's going to be. We have the privilege as God's servants and Christ's servants to help the world understand what's coming about, and then eventually, after the church is complete, seeing the new covenant go into arrangement. Over.
Thank you, Brother Bill. That was a very nice general comment. And please, brethren, mark down. We will be next time reading probably again this paragraph, but it was a very good conclusion on what we had and how actually this was already started. It's on process right now, it's beginning, and we actually part of it. We're seeing how this is actually going. It'll be 182 paragraph first. Paragraph first, brother, we will read this again. It's just refreshing. It's good to repeat twice. Okay. All right, now we'll ask Sister Alice to help us with the orchestra, with the piano. Thank you. And let's see. Brother Tim? How great thou art, Brother Bill. What? 358. Yeah. 358. And let's see. We'll ask from Brother Walter connection. I'm looking to Sister Andy, but I'm not sure that's possible. If he needs a little bit more time to prepare it. Till we have him here, maybe Sister Andrea will be able to pray, Brother Walter.
I think she might pass for right this moment, and keep her on the list.
Okay, then we will ask you. Then we will ask you, Brother Walter.
Okay.
All right. And we have 365 or 358. Yeah. How great thou art. You have it?
Thank you.